back on the KYMN Morning Show and talking now with Northfield's Chief of Police, Chief Mark Elliott. Chief, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners.
We invited you in today to talk about a number of things, but I would like to start off with the Daryl Budinsky case. We have a missing person here in Northfield. A lot of people know Daryl Budinsky as Dice. What's the latest update on that? Are we still just finding a kind of a dead end?
At this point, we are. We appreciate the help of those in the public who have helped spread the word that he's missing and, let us know any information they have. And we continue to ask for that. If people have information, even if they think it's minor, about Daryl and where he may be, to certainly contact us. We've followed up on a bunch of leads, people near and far who've said, hey, maybe I saw him. We just had another one from last week, a DoorDash driver in St. Paul who said, hey, I think I saw him. And we had St. Paul police go over and check it out, and it wasn't him. But we appreciate that type of call. Any lead is not too small. We want to try to follow up on anything we can. But yeah, at this point, we don't have anything new to report.
No, it's not just the Northfield Police Department. There are other law enforcement agencies on the lookout, including the BCA has been involved with this as well, have they not?
They have, and they've been our primary statewide assistance. And it's very common that the BCA provides that additional assistance in outstate Minnesota. They have the resources to be able to assist us in that investigation, too.
All right. Once again, Police Chief Mark Elliott is with us, and let's move on from the missing person case to talk about the community picnic. Tell us about it.
Oh, we had a great time. On October 7th, we were able to gather over in Ames Park and then close down 5th Street and over to the fire department building there. And it was Fire Safety Week, so that's kind of a culmination. They were in the schools with the firefighters delivering fire safety messages to the school children here in Northfield. And it culminated with a little display of some of the equipment that we use in public safety. We had police, fire, and EMS out there and had an opportunity to see the fire department do an extraction, cut up the car and show how they get someone out in those dire crashes. And then they had a live burn that they did at the end of the night. We were able to land the State Patrol helicopter right there in Ames Park, which was pretty exciting for folks, and they got to come up and look at that piece of technology and equipment that the State Patrol uses to assist us with crime fighting, as well as search and rescue efforts, too. We've had them out here in this area when we've been looking for someone, including missing persons or things like that, so it was nice to have that there. And it really was a good opportunity for us to just talk with the community, get to know people in the community, for them to get to know us. We had an opportunity that was created through, getting together over food and having raffle prizes. Hosanna Northfield Dundas here. They brought that community event idea to go along with this, and they brought the volunteers in to help cook and serve the food and a bunch of raffle prizes. I saw a lot of both adults and kids excited about those.
Yeah, and they did, Hosanna, the folks there did a wonderful job of getting all that together. Big, big turnout. I was there earlier on in the evening and left early, but I wanted to ask you also about, you mentioned the equipment, the demonstrations that were given on. I recall a couple of years ago them extricating somebody from a car using what at that time the old Jaws of Life and some of their older equipment. There's been a concerted effort to upgrade some of the rescue equipment that is used by the rescue squad and the fire department. Do they have the new Jaws of Life? Does it open it up quicker now? Because it took like 45 minutes for them to get somebody out last time.
Yeah, they do. They have some new equipment. And all of the older equipment was all hydraulic operated. Mm-hmm. And some of the new stuff uses hydraulics, but some of it has the capability to be run off of batteries and be a little more portable. But yeah, they definitely need to keep up to date with that equipment so that they can do that.
Yeah, the metallurgy that they use in the cars is a lot better, a lot stronger than it was even 15, 20 years ago. So it's good to see. Great night for the event. Let's talk about some of the other things that are going on in your department. First of all, it's hiring another police officer. You have gone through that process again. Tell us about how it went.
Yeah, we had two openings for officers that had left our department recently, and so we're going through that process. And, Jeff, we're really struggling, like just about every employer in the area, of finding employees. Our current process numbers were down considerably from where they had been the last couple of years or the last couple hiring practices that we went through. We did still find some good candidates that came in for interviews, so we're appreciative of that, and we're going to be making some hiring decisions here soon. But it's something that's affected this industry a lot, especially the last couple of years, a drastic change in there. And some of that has to do with some of the scrutiny of the police profession. Some of it, you know, well-deserved, and you know, we're certainly making police reform changes, but some of it too through some, you know, I would characterize as false narratives and villainizing all police officers. And that's, we know that's not true, but that isn't the way it's been portrayed somewhat. So we're thankful that we had the community picnic and event. You know, we see locally a different feel for that. But some of those messages affect people wanting to come into the profession. You know, we have partnered recently with the Northfield Community College Collaborative. We've talked about that on the show before, and they've got a program up and running right here in Northfield to train police officers. Now, it's a 3-year program, so it's going to take a little while for that pipeline to get the candidates here. But that was one of the incentives that we had for that, is if we can find folks locally that grew up here, that have a connection here and want to be here, and if we can diversify our workforce in the meantime and help some of those folks where, you know, paying for college is a hurdle, and try to get those folks into our workforce, it's going to really pay off in the future. So we're struggling right now a little bit. I do think we are going to be able to hire some really good candidates, but we just didn't have the numbers in the pool that we have in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, you know, one way it's across the board. Employers all around the country are saying the same thing. The police profession, as you had mentioned, has had a lot of scrutiny in the last couple of years, so you add that to it. It's really, when you're doing things like the pipeline that you've mentioned with the community college, that is definitely, it seems like an investment that's worth investing in for the future.
We agree, Jeff.
All right. Let's talk about, you've had some traffic rerouting, and I should say you with the school district, but there has been some rerouting along the school boulevard out on South Division Street to relieve a little bit of the congestion there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we know this has been an issue for the last couple of years, and as a pandemic has come on and a few more people driving their students to school, little less use of buses, little less walking and biking that we've seen. It's added to the congestion really on Jefferson Parkway for the entrance into Bridgewater Elementary. We see it in the morning a little bit, and with the boulevards or center medians, the raised concrete ones, it doesn't allow anybody to go past. So once that traffic backs up out of the school property and onto the street, it obviously stops traffic flow. That's doesn't assist people in getting where they're going to, and frustrates people and creates some safety concerns. So we worked with the school district, the city engineering department, and the solution we came up with that we can to have immediate results on is rerouting of traffic and having the entrance come off of Division Street. So traffic will enter the Bridgewater property off of Division and then exit onto Jefferson Parkway. That'll give us almost 3 times as much stacking internally for cars waiting to get up to the pickup zone. So we've been appreciative of the extra efforts that the school staff have been making. I mean, they have staff out there. They have signs in the cars for which student goes to which car, and they're calling them out and teachers, making sure they're getting those students out as quick as they can as the parents pull up. But we feel if we make the switch or shift in the traffic flow, it's going to really help get some of that traffic off of the roadway and allow other traffic to flow freely in that area.
Yeah, they've added the roundabout in recent years, which really has helped out with that. But that has been a problem for a long time. And it's good to see continued innovation and being creative in finding some solutions for that. Lastly, I want to talk to you about, we've talked about safety on the roads. People are speeding. We're seeing the speeds go up. And we're seeing the death count, the fatalities that the state of Minnesota and, of course, Rice County and Northfield as well, I would say skyrocket. I don't know if skyrocketing is the right word, but we haven't seen these type of numbers in more than a decade.
Yeah, you're right, Jeff. And I think you can say skyrocketing. You know, we just saw some information put out that from the Department of Public Safety that so far this year we've had 400 traffic fatalities on Minnesota roads. We haven't had 400 in a year since 2007. So you look at that over the past, 14 years, the improvements and the reductions in traffic deaths and the Towards Zero Death campaign and raising awareness really were impactful. But with the onset of the pandemic, less cars on the road, we saw speeds really pick up, and then we haven't seen them go back down. And unfortunately, we have friends, coworkers, family members that are dying on the roads because of speed-related crashes. So we're asking folks, really watch your speed. Have talks with your family members about this, with your coworkers, and plan ahead so that you're not tempted to speed to get to where you're going, and just work on traveling safely. We had a couple joint efforts we joined in over the summer months of trying to bring that down, joined in with other agencies on a border-to-border detail along highways 14 and 19 from the Wisconsin to South Dakota border and really did extra patrol, extra presence out there. And then locally, we did one with Dakota and Rice County law enforcement agencies along Highway 3. I can tell you that one just on Highway 3 on one day on July 30th, we went out and we didn't put a lot of extra officers on the road, but a couple extra. But we really asked officers to dedicate their time to making traffic stops on that day. And on that day alone, we stopped 131 motorists for moving violations just on Highway 3. So we gave out a lot of warnings. We gave out some tickets, but really our goal was to raise awareness and have people reduce their speed on there. So we're trying to do our part. We really don't want to enforce speed. We want folks to self-regulate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it for themselves, for their neighbors, for their loved ones, for their coworkers. So we're really asking that folks pay attention to your speed, pay attention to the speed limit, and travel safely for everybody's benefit out there.
Yeah, those numbers are really eye-popping. You'd mentioned over 400 for the first time since 2007. It's been 14 years. And we're only 2 weeks into the fourth quarter. We still have a couple of months to go, including all the holiday season. So, boy, drive careful. Chief, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you here?
I think that's it for today. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for joining us. Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott. You're listening to 95.1 The One. We've got Rich coming up next.